In the loud quietness of the early morning, only the sounds of subtle crisp wind and the uncomfortable sounds of growls from zombies everywhere can be heard. The world once alive with hum of everyday life has now turned into a brutal world of danger and chaos. Streets that once echoed with laughter, now with loud cries from these horrendous creatures. As the sun slowly peers through the thick fog and trees, you awaken to a reality where the distinction between life and death has become blurred. You soon forget the sound of the birds chirping every day when this world was a world that you could call home. The question lingers, what would you do to save the world before it's too late?
Hey guys, I'm DJ K, and this is my co-host DJ Rocky.
Hello!
That question is one we'll be discussing today on What Would You Do?
So before we get into the actual podcast, we're going to set some parameters on what it's going to be like and everything. So we all have the same idea and where we're coming from.
Yeah.
So our first question is, so we're going to basically do a who, what, when, where, why.
What kind of zombies are we talking about? Like, are we talking about, like, Walking Dead? Are we talking about, like, Last of Us? Are we talking about, which ones?
I think the zombies are a little bit like the Walking Dead ones, but instead of being slow, they would be a little bit faster and more...
So, like, Walking Dead, but a little more juiced up and...
A little more Shazam.
Okay. So, that leads us to... When? Like, when... Is this, like, gonna be when it first starts, or are we already, like, a month into this and everything's already gone bad?
So, it's been a little more than a week or so. So, it's...
Okay.
Hasn't really kicked in yet. You're just... It's all new thing, and you still don't know what's going on,
okay.
But you're starting to get the hang of it. You just don't understand still.
Yeah. Okay. Where is this gonna take place? Like, probably a city, right?
I feel
like
most zombie
apocalypse, I feel like, take place in cities because that's where all the people are.
A lot of them do, and especially because it's a bigger area and there's more things for. One, like a base where you can sleep and everything. And there's also a lot of...
Supplies?
Yeah.
All right, so now that we all have like the same idea, well, I'm going to start talking about like what I would do personally, and later we're going to interview some people. So what I would do is I would just assume... It's only like a weekend, so I'm assuming I still... have like a functioning car or some way of transportation, and I would just like pack up my bags as much as I could and just head out the door and just drive away, because being in a city full of zombies is like the worst thing ever. And I just feel like if you just drove away, like zombies can't be that fast, right? So I feel like if you just drove away, maybe run over a couple zombies, I feel like you could just leave the city, get to somewhere more remote, like a small town. There might be people living there. There's going to be supplies. And then you just chill there until maybe the zombies will eventually find you. But, like, I mean, you're good for a while, probably. And then if you have to leave again, you can just leave.
So would you bring your family along as well? Or would you just leave them?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about family. Oh. Yeah. If I have family, then yeah, I would bring them too. I wouldn't just leave them to die.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I would just ignore my problems, and I would just leave. I probably can't do much about it anyway, so I mean...
couldn't do anything about it, because... I mean, the whole population is at risk, but, I mean, sometimes you gotta think about yourself. The people are already out of their minds. They're already brain dead, so what can you do?
Plus, like, you know, in zombie movies and stuff, people will, like... Like,
they're always about killing the zombies and everything.
Yeah, but like also it's like the humans will start killing the other humans to like take their supplies
will
be like survival of the fittest, which is, I just don't want to mess with that.
Which, I mean, I understand the concept of killing other people for supplies, but honestly, I think having a bigger community would make it easier anyways. So, is that what you're going to do? Is that what you would do?
That is what I would do.
Okay. Well, in my opinion, if I'm being honest, I don't feel like being in a zombie apocalypse would be great, because it wouldn't be great.
And, no, I don't. I agree, actually.
So I don't think I could live in a world where I'd have to constantly worry about danger and if my family's okay and everything. So I think I'd take the easy way out and.
What do you mean, the easy way out?
I mean, if the world is completely chaos, what's there to live? Like, what's there to do anymore? You can't do anything else.
I get what you're coming from, but I also would still like to live for a little longer. I wouldn't just like...
I'd live a little longer, live the life. But also, if I see that it's going to continue to be like this...
I would live until it gets, like, really, really bad. Like, until either, like, there's zombies knocking on my door, because I don't want to turn into a zombie. But
yeah, I feel like that's worse than death, honestly. Living in a state of pain and all of that. I wouldn't, because I see in the movies and everything, if one of their family members gets bit, they're like, shoot me. Because they don't want to be in they don't want to be a zombie because
who does? Yeah, I would just get out of there until it gets too bad where I just like the world's already probably going to end, or at least human civilization's going to end. So might as well just make the best of it.
Yeah.
But that's our opinions. But now we're going to move on to some other people's opinions. We're going to do some interviews and see what they think on the matter. And we're also going to tell them the parameters we set up just so they know the whole scenario good enough.
Okay, first I'd probably try and run into a house hiding, obviously, so then I don't have to go against the zombies, because I'm probably have nothing on me.
You naked?
Probably.
Well, I mean, you are in a city, so there's like a lot of buildings with some weapons and yeah, you don't have to coward or anything.
No,
they're still pretty slow, but I mean.
I'd prefer just to run off.
Okay.
So far, that's kind of what we've all done, just run away.
Until I find, a small axe or something, then I'll run at them.
What if they grabbed you?
I'll just keep attacking them.
Okay.
Hey, what if you die? What would you do if you die?
I'd get back up, walk it off.
Dust yourself off?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your name?
Kara Collins.
Okay, so we're going to interview you.
Okay, I'm going to raid the local Walmart, Costco, Tesco, even that's, I know it's in the UK, but going to get my loved ones, my pets, going to get some protective gear, and see how long I can survive.
What would you do if the zombies eventually got up to you?
I do have a baseball bat. That's
so
all you need to
know. You just beat them up?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of zombies. I don't know about that.
As time goes on, it would probably...
After like a couple weeks, they're going to get out of hand.
I'd rather die standing than die kneeling.
Oh, okay. You got a hero over here.
Okay.
If I die, then they could easily... Then my corpse could become a zombie then.
So you would want to be a zombie?
So maybe... No, I think I would try to go to a body of water and then die that way. So, like...
Drown yourself?
No. No, how do I formulate?
You could just say you would kill yourself.
I try to survive for a couple months, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to drown. I'm just going to drown myself. Just because I don't want to resurface and then hurt other people. You know?
That's what I was thinking. I didn't want to turn into one of those. But... Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for supporting a cause.
Of course.
Hi, what's your name?
Matthew Wiest. Do I have specification on what city?
Imagine like Chicago or something.
Chicago. I would cross into Canada up to where it's colder so that the zombies would freeze in the winter with their low body fat levels
because
of the deterioration. And I would just hunt and live off the land like a nomad.
You know, that's actually pretty smart. No one said that yet. So what would you do if the zombies got to you anyway?
I guess I would just hold up in my shack and just hold out for as long as I can.
All right, so what if the cold got too, like, what if it was too cold?
Guess I'm gonna have to cut open a deer for warmth, huddle inside like in Star Wars.
All right, that's pretty cool. well, thank you for your time. That's very valuable information.
So what did you think about those interviews?
I thought they were pretty similar to each other. If I'm being honest, we all really said the same thing. We'd either barricade ourselves and try to run away, or we'd defend each other, or we'd defend ourselves and everything.
I mean, I guess what else are you going to do in a zombie apocalypse? But I mean, it was interesting to see everybody's takes, especially like the last one. It was like, I don't know.
He knew what he was talking about.
He's been thinking about that for a very long time.
That's it from us today.
That's it for What Would You Do?
Yeah.
Zombie Apocalypse Edition.
We'll see you catch you next time. Bye!
Bye.